Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is some very rude and disrespectful behavior is happening throughout the country, and parents should be mindful. Our children's behavior should be closely scrutinized. As a retired elementary education teacher instructing 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, I taught my students respect and kindness for each other and to be responsible for their own behavior. No booing and no poor sportsmanship. I encouraged parents to teach their children respect for others and good manners, which is critical. However, I am disgusted with the ill-mannered and disrespectful conduct of left-wing liberal adults whose candidate lost. At the American Music Awards, some of the entertainers, musicians, actors, and others, mocked, belittled, and disparaged Melania Trump, imitating her accent. A band on stage sang some lewd song about President-elect Trump. As the musicians and so-called entertainers behaved rudely, the members of the audience laughed and guffawed. How prejudicial and trashy. Very mean-spirited. The Hollywood elite used their pulpit for bad manners, to be disrespectful of others. I guess that their parents' guidance lacked manners, kindness, and respectfulness. This was pathetic behavior. Cannot these people realize their conduct is an appalling example for children and students? This adult rude behavior is one of the reasons why we have child bullying. And by the way, do these rude people realize that Melania Trump speaks 5 different languages? Maybe we all should call this social affair the Un-American Music Awards. And there was no mainstream media outrage, barely a whimper, except for Fox News, which characterized it a travesty. Another example of ill-mannered behavior was the audience booing of our Vice President-elect Pence at the play Hamilton, and the incendiary cast lecturing to him, a disgraceful display of entertainment. People don't pay $800 a ticket to be harassed. Don't embarrass your guests. I would suggest that there are other forms to express their activism. President-elect Trump has doubled down on immediate apology from the cast. Because of these ungracious performers, many folks are already boycotting the play. Another incident of despicable behavior happened to a Gold Star family when given the opportunity to exit an airline plane first, and people booed. This conduct is detestable. Do these ill-mannered people know what a Gold Star family is or what tragedy has occurred? When children and students observe these adult behaviors and are not instructed with proper guidance, disrespectful conduct will result. These rude people only tolerate people that look different but think the same. Their hypocrisy is rampant. Maybe we should send them back to good manners and sportsmanship school. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.